Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these particular shows. We have a fantastic guest joining us here on the program now. He spent a couple times, he was at Southern Illinois, and then he wrapped up his career at Western Carolina, where he was first team All-SoCon, that Southern Conference. For you folks who aren't familiar, standout running back, first team again, none other than Donovan Spencer. Donovan, welcome to the program. Can you believe your collegiate career's come and gone, and now you're at the doorstep of the National Football League?
Oh, man, it's a blessing, you know, just to be here and just to have the opportunity just to play on the next level. You know, it flew by, but, you know, God be able to bless me with the ability to do so, to play on the next level, and I'm actually get to chase my dream.
And it's a wonderful time. I'm curious, now, you being a skill position guy, were those skill positions in you? I mean, were you playing Pop Warner? And if so, were you the youngster that was scoring one touchdown after the next, you know, Donovan Spencer to the left touchdown, Donovan Spencer to the right touchdown?
Oh, absolutely. You know, playing in the Little League around in Charlotte, North Carolina, it was a tough journey, especially, you know, there's a lot of talent here. But I was able to showcase my talent as a youngin' and getting out there. And I was that guy, you know, the little guy always underestimated, you know, a lot. But, you know, I got a chance to be successful in the Little League and to kind of carry on from there.
And that's what you want. You don't want there to be a big hiccup where you're like, yeah, you know, Little League started and then things died down. You want it to progress from there. So kind of take us through it.
Right.
So we know that you're athletic. We know that you got the ability. Mm-hmm. You got the ball in your hands, I assume, in high school. Kind of take us through high school and then how you ended up at, I believe you started at Southern Illinois and then you went off to Western Carolina. But kind of take us through that.
Okay, yeah. So I went to Vance High School, which is now Chambers High School in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was a 3-year starter. As I came in, you know, I played varsity, but you know, I played reserve roles being that young guy. And then my sophomore year, I got the chance to actually start, and we was on the ball from there. From my sophomore year, I ran for about 1,000 yards, got a lot of attention, but I was still a small, you know, 5'9", 165 running back. So, you know, a lot of colleges didn't want to take that risk. And then the next following year, you know, my junior year, we had a new coaching change, and it kind of went skyrocket up. My recruitment went up, and I know I was that guy that had the ability to do so. And I broke a lot of records, ran for 501 yards in one game, breaking the Mecklenburg County record. And then, yeah, going into my senior year, you know, I ended up pulling my hamstring the third game, but I ended up coming back in the season, so that kind of slowed down my recruitment. But I actually went to Western Carolina University first, and that was my first career when I first went in as a freshman, young guy. And I actually played as a freshman and pulled my hamstring again, but I ended up coming back in the middle of the season. And I finished the first team, all freshman team, and then my career kind of went on from there and got bigger and better, you know. And finishing out in the spring this year at Western, I ran for 900 yards, with pretty much to 1,000 all purpose, and you know, and it got me to Southern Illinois in the fall, where I had 1,000 yard all purpose yards at Southern Illinois, and it was a blessing, you know, being able to have that opportunity throughout the journey, and you know, Southern Illinois taking that chance on me after me leaving West Carolina. But my college career was it was definitely a blessing, you know, being injury-free, not too much serious injuries like broken ankles or anything of that nature, but all them things of that nature, I end up being successful and get to the point here, you know, being able to compete and hopefully get to play on the next level.
Definitely. And I got to ask, that 501 yards, Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did they take you out at one point? When did they finally pull you in? What was did the guys on the other side, what was the chatter like on the field? I mean, what was the other team saying to you? And maybe what were you or your teammates saying to the other team?
Oh, man, it was the game was originally supposed to be played on a Friday night, but it was a bad weather storm, so they moved it to a Saturday. And I had a lot of things going on with my family where we had a loss in the family. And so I was dealing with a lot of emotions. And coming into that Saturday game, I was mad because I was like, dang, we could have played Friday, but they wanted to make an excuse and play Saturday. So I just took, when I seen their team, man, it was just like, oh, yeah, it's go mode. And, you know, my teammates started looking my eye. They was like, oh, yeah, don't mess with Spencer that day. So. And then my coach kept giving me the ball, man, and it was just magical from there. And actually, I didn't play the last 8 minutes of the quarter because it was a blowout by the end of the game. And coaches said, "Look, man, I'm gonna take you out, man. You just need to stop." And so, I'm pretty sure if you kept me in, I probably would have broke more records. That was it. It was it was a magical night for me. And from there.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Donovan Spencer here on the C2P talking a little college draft or NFL draft, I should say, college football. I ask all the guys to come on the show. I mean, there's a reason why you're on the show today because you have the ability to get to that next level. With that said, if I throw you in the film room, you're with the scouts, they're breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love? I always say it's your hallmark home run abilities. What's going to pop off that tape where they're going to want a deeper look and bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Oh, man, it's the every down back, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, being able to catch out the backfield and what I'm doing without the ball in my hands, being able to block, being able to be an unselfish player, you know, not being able to just, you know, when he got the ball in his hands, he being a great running back, but being an overall good football player, you know, being blocking, catching balls out the backfield, and also being that home run hitter, you know, you're getting a full package out of me, regardless of the size, anything of that nature, it's my heart. You know, I get his everything for this game, and my film tell it all because, you know, I go hard every second, you know, because I this opportunity could be taken away from me at any second. So you'll get that every down back, you know, even if they do throw me in at any situation on special teams or if it's anything in that nature, I'll do it, you know, with 100%. And it's not – I don't have no limits to my game. If it's my coach tell me to go out there and be the punter, I'll be the punter. You know, that's just my ability, but – Like I said, I played running back, and that's what I did a lot. You know, so I was versatile through any aspects of the game, and that's what type of player they're going to get out of me.
Awesome. How about this one? What goes unnoticed? And I ask this just to allow you to tell these scouts, they may not see this stuff on film. Could have been the offense you ran where you couldn't showcase certain skills. Film junkie, weight room warrior, team leader, community service. I don't know what it could be. What else do these guys need to know, Donovan, that can help you get drafted?
Oh man, I'm a blessing. I'm a good young man. You know, I'm a man of God, as well as just a man that's out there in the community. I'm a proud member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. I do a lot for the community, not just for the community here in Charlotte and every community there. Even when I was at Western Carolina, even at Southern North, you know, I made a passion to make a difference in the community. They're not just getting a football player out of me. They're getting a complete package. You know, like I said, it's a briefcase that comes with them cleats. So I know when the cleats are signed, it's the business aspect, and I'll be able to take care of my business as well as being on the field, handling my business professionally.
Dude, that's the best saying, man. That should be on. You should market that and put that on T-shirts. It's a briefcase that comes with those cleats. Seriously, I'm. You better copyright
Absolutely.
That. You might get mad at me in about a month, but I'm when you know you see me on Twitter and I'm like selling merch, stickers and pins. Now this is a cliche question, but it always helps identify who you are in terms of what we may think you are. Do you get comparisons to anybody that's in the National Football League? Is there anybody you get coaches, teammates, friends say, hey, you know, we're watching the Monday night game and when we see this guy at the ball, it reminds us of you.
Oh yeah, it's it's actually from my favorite team, the LA Chargers, Austin Eckler. you know, I can compare to him a lot because he's not the typical big size running back, but it's just heart of the game, you know, how he plays with such passion. And you can tell he plays all over the field, from being that receiver, being in the backfield, even on special teams when he early in his career. And my coach is like, yeah, you look like that type of guy that can do things like that in the National Football League. Shoot, when I had my bald head going on, they actually said I looked like him a little bit because I had a little beard. But other than that, you know, that's who I get compared to a lot. And obviously, Austin Ekeler is one of the best in the league. You know, he's a great player, even better person. You know, and fortunately, you know, if I get fortunate enough to play against him or play with him, he'll be honored.
That's it. You know, it's curious. It's funny you said that because, you know, I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking small school, and you know, as we're talking, I'm thinking of, you know, Austin Ekeler, James Robinson. I mean, there's so many.
Right.
We could probably go through all positions, but yeah, you know, I think it just stands out when you see a ball carrier because, you know, just say, you know, the kid from Alabama went down, then the kid from Clemson went down, the kid from Ohio State went down, and then they're like, well, who's this kid from Western, you know, Carolina? You know what I mean? And then you start carving out your name, and you know, next thing you know, you're a fantasy sensation, and guys want you on their rosters for Sunday, and you know, you're scoring touchdowns. But I'm glad you said Ekeler because he was kind of that small school guy that I was kind of thinking internally, like, you know, who is this guy? That's excellent stuff. How do you plan on tackling the next few months? I mean, have you graduated? You still got schoolwork? Are you going off the train? Kind of take us through how you're going to get ready for pro day and all the things that come with being in this draft process.
So pretty much, yeah, I have graduated. I'm pretty much done with school, and I have started training here in Charlotte, North Carolina, at Velocity Sports out in South Charlotte. I've been training this whole beginning of the month, and it's a whole three-month process into my pro day that's in March. So I'm pretty much attacking that each and every day, 5 days a week. Sometimes get weekend off. You never know. You know, my training coach, Jed, he's a great guy. With the whole facility, I got some great guys that I'm training with, along with Coach Smith. He's our weightlifting coach at Velocity, and you know he gets us right and getting us in shape a lot. You know, I feel my body's already changing from the amount of three weeks I've been training there right now. You know, and that's pretty much my process right now. Like I said, I'm done with school and I already started my pro day training. And like I said, I'm signed with a agent as well, GAG Sports, with John Abdullah. He's my guy, and we going from there.
Yeah, John Abdullah, fantastic guy, and Velocity. You're really good hands with those folks at Velocity. Yeah, you're not the first young man that's come on the program that has gone through the pro or the combine prep training. Yeah, no, Velocity is definitely a great facility. Donovan, we're almost out of time. Pleasure to have you on. But with that said, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
I'll take a shot with it.
All right. Well, the first one. Now, you said you were at Velocity for 3 weeks. I got to ask you, when Donovan Spencer takes off his shirt and he's looking in the mirror, is he checking himself out, looking at all the results, saying, damn, I look good?
Every day. Every day since I started. Day one. Every day.
it's amazing that, because, I mean, you play college football. You're an NFL draft prospect. I mean, you're in pretty darn good shape. But these places, they take you to another level, right? I mean, you've seen it. It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, man. It's come to the point where I look at myself in the mirror. I'll be like, yeah, I look good, but I look even better now. You know what I'm saying? From that standpoint.
Right. That's what I mean. I mean, it's an amazing transformation. How about this one? It could have been any coach. You picked the coach. Which coach had the biggest pet peeve? What was it? Something maybe at practice where you guys would laugh about it afterwards.
Oh, man. So I got Coach Spear. He always say, be who you are all the time. But the thing is, he was a great guy on and off the field. But the thing is, he cussed so much. So, like, you'd be like, coach, so am I supposed to cuss too? You know, are you the cussing type? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, no, and I always laugh about it because he was a great coach on all the field, but he'd cuss. And I'd just be like, wow, so I guess I'm supposed to cuss too if I'm going to be who I am all the time. You know what I'm saying? But that was a great philosophy. I took it as, you know, from that standpoint on the field, be who I am all the time, you know, hard worker, most dedicated, and the hardest condition, you know, player that's out there. So I take that philosophy, but that was kind of one of the things that I laugh about too, you know, him being that guy.
I love it. And then the final one, you know, Pro Day is going to be right around the corner, right around Pro Day, workouts, privates, NFL draft at the end of April. That weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends waiting to hear your name called, Donovan. Who's the best cook and your family? And what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Oh, man, I say, you know, especially my grandparents, I say I don't got one specific person. My grandparents, they, you know, they took me in and they took care of me from that standpoint. And I told them, you know, even when I was in high school, I said, you know, you ain't gonna have to pay for a down of college because I'm going to work hard enough for them to give me a scholarship. And I told them once I was in college, I said, I'm going to make it to the next level. And I'm going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, give back to what you gave me. And to sit there and surrender that moment with them would be even better moment, you know, it would be an even better blessing, you know, to me and my family. Definitely.
Nicely said, Donovan. Man, pleasure having you on. I'm so glad we got to connect and share you with our audience. We always like to tell you, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to follow you through this draft journey. Once again, Donovan Spencer, the standout from Western Carolina, Southern Illinois, here on the C2P. And you folks remember, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can listen to our featured guest. As always, thanks for joining us.
This has been a C2P exclusive.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.